Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And welcome to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray, and I am a licensed therapist. And today, my special guest is Ellen Wood. Ellen is a columnist, an artist, and a prize-winning author. In her books and newspaper and magazine columns, she writes as Ellen Wood about how to grow younger, based on a program of mind, body, spirit practices that succeeded beyond her wildest dreams to reverse, get this, her early symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. You heard that right. She has the gene. And as the painter, she uses her father's middle name, Marushka. Oh, I like it. Her unique painting style is integrating images into the 5 basic shapes, spiral, square, straight line, triangle, and circle. Her passion includes painting realistic, expressionistic, and abstract art. Ellen, welcome to the show. So good to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, John. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, I'm really excited to hear about your story, your journey. On a personal note, I know you don't even know this, but my father had Alzheimer's as well. And so I really resonate with this story, with you, and what you're going to be talking about. So I really appreciate you coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, let's start with your story. How did you get involved in all of this?
Well, for 10 years, I watched my mother wasting away with Alzheimer's, and her brain function got progressively worse until right at towards the end, she didn't even know who I was. Then 5 years after Mom died, I found myself with the early symptoms. My short-term memory became very fragile, and my tongue kept tripping on words, if I could even find the word. And I used tons of sticky notes to give me reminders. Now, it wasn't really severe symptoms, but my kids did notice, and they insisted I go to the doctor for testing. So when I went to the doctor and she saw me, she said, "What year is it?" And I laughed. And then she said, "Who is president of the United States?" And I realized, oh, this must be the Alzheimer's test. And well, I aced it and all the whole test. But because I had asked for that test, it went into my medical records. And this might be important for your viewers. When I applied for long-term care insurance, they turned me down. And they said because they found that Alzheimer's test in my medical records. Yeah. So I'd always been on a spiritual path ever since I was a teenager. And I read this book called The Third Eye by Lobsang Rampa. And my teachers in books were Deepak Chopra, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, Marianne Williamson. Marianne Williamson endorsed my book, by the way.
Nice.
I used these spiritual practices to keep from becoming severe with these symptoms. I used prayer and meditation and watching my thoughts. And I designed a little process for myself where I would catch myself saying something negative or thinking something negative, like, "My mother died of Alzheimer's. It's going to happen for me too." So I would catch myself. That would be number one. Number two, I would put my attention, close my eyes and put my attention on my forehead, my awareness there. And number three, I would say, "With every breath I take, my brain gets healthier and I get happier." And then I'd say, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." So I wasn't thinking about growing younger. I just wanted my brain to get back to normal. And it did in a very extraordinary way. I took a class with David Morehouse in remote viewing training. And I don't know if your viewers are aware of what that is, but it's being able to experience something and see something in another time and space and place. And it was used first by the Soviet Union to spy on the United States. And then we developed our own Stargate program to spy on other countries. And what happens is you get a target. The teacher knows what the target is, but you don't know what the target is. And you sit down and he gives you numbers which represent the target. And then we go and lie down and put cover our eyes and have a paper next to us, paper and pen next to us, so we can write down afterwards. And he plays music to get us into a theta brainwave. And then when the music stops, about 20 minutes, I guess, then we roll over and write down what we saw or experienced. And then they send us out of the room to go out and go to dinner or something. Well, I was really good at it. I had I drew an oval, and I had flames coming out of it. And the target was the Hindenburg explosion. So, and I had some other ones that were really good too. So then in 2004, my friend and I went to advanced remote viewing training, and we had some targets first. And then David Morehouse, the teacher, said, okay, now I want you to go into the matrix and ask for messages. So we did that. And then afterwards, they sent us out to dinner, and my friend and I were crossing a 6-lane highway to get to the restaurant when she said, oh, did you get any messages? And I said, yes, I got quite a few, but I got one really silly one. Let me give you a good laugh. I clearly heard, and I wrote down, spin clockwise to become younger. And she didn't laugh. She said, of course. I said, well, what do you mean, of course? Well, she said, that's the first Tibetan rite of rejuvenation. My husband has the book. I'll lend it to you when we get back. Well, I was in such shock that she had to pull me out of the highway so the cars wouldn't get me. And we went to dinner. I couldn't even eat dinner. I couldn't believe it. It seems so impossible. But anyway, I started doing the five Tibetans, which are ancient physical movements. They were kept secret in monasteries in Tibet for over 2,500 years. And they were just used by the initiates. And then in 1939, Peter Kelder had met a British army colonel who had been to Tibet. And so he shared with Peter how to do these Tibetan rites. And Peter put them into a book, published it in 1939, called it The Ancient Secret of the Fountain of Youth. Well, I'm now 88, and I still do them every day. And then in 2008, W. Watt discovered a more recent manuscript of Peter Kelder's, which was written in 1946. And in 2008, J.W. Watt published Eye of Revelation and gave more details on how to do these particular movements. They should be practiced every day as a moving meditation. And the intention is to activate 7 key center and energy centers in your body called vortexes. Now, they're not the same as the chakras that we're familiar with. There are 2 in the brain, 1 in the base of the throat, 1 at the right side opposite the liver, 1 in the sexual center, and 1 in each knee. And the purpose is to get those vortexes spinning at the same rate of speed as a robust, strong 25-year-old. So their intention is to grow younger, and they certainly work for me. The early symptoms went away, and my brain returned to normal. And later this year, I'm going to publish a book on the Tibetan rites and how to do them. But in the meantime, if anybody wants to know how, they could just go to my website, howtogrowyounger.com, and scroll down till they see me in a pink sweatsuit. And that will show a video of how to do them. You just follow along with me. By the way, I do have the Alzheimer's gene, APOE4. So it was really scary.
Well, I would imagine so, Ellen. And I'll have to say, whatever you're doing a very good thing, because you do not look 88.
Thank you.
To say, I know a lot of my listeners are just listening, but I'm just saying that you do not look 88, and it's fantastic. I could tell that you have a lot of good mental ability. This story that you're on, this journey that you're on, from grief, losing a loved one, to finding out that you have the gene itself, But then being able to learn different techniques to be able to reverse it and actually become younger, like you mentioned. And so I really hope that my listeners will go and look at the videos, watch those videos on your website, because I think that is so important. And now those exercises that you do, is that something that you do on a regular basis?
Yes, every day.
Oh, that's great.
Now, I've been doing them for 20 years. Now, there was a point there where I didn't do them every day, but now, for my last birthday, one of my soul sisters gave me a present. It was that we would each do the Tibetan rites every day and meditate twice a day.
Wow.
And then we had to be accountable to each other. And so we had to text each other when we finished or say, didn't get it done today. So that was a great present.
Yes, that's a great idea. And so good that you're able to do this with other people. I think that's excellent.
Yes.
Well, tell us a little more here. So I could only imagine when you found out you had the gene, what that must have felt like for you.
Relief. Because when I found out, I was giving talks. I had my books out already. I was giving talks, and I was giving talks with Dr. Terry Grossman, who's one of the top anti-aging physicians in the world. He has patients on every continent. And as a gift to me, Dr. Grossman gave me a whole day of testing at his laboratory.
Wow.
All kinds of mental tests and physical tests. And he tested me for the Alzheimer's gene. And when I found out that I do have it, I thought, well, my book is true. People can know that this really happened to me because I do have the gene. So it was as opposed to somebody else who might find out that they have the gene and be scared.
Yeah. 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 You're not writing as if it's somebody else. You're writing from it's a personal thing. You have it.
Absolutely.
And you were working on this to reverse
it. That's right.
That's fantastic. Right. Tell us. Book is coming out. Can you tell us a little bit more about your book?
It has to do with epigenetics, which is how the environment influences how our genes are expressed. And it also has to do with neuroscience. Rick Hansen is a neuroscientist who discovered that our brain is influenced by the negative. It has an affinity for the negative. And anything experience that you have that's negative sticks like Velcro. And he said it's based on the brain, the primitive part of the brain, that it sticks. So he suggested that whenever you have a positive thought, keep it in your mind for 2 minutes before you let it slide onto something else and build up these positive impressions.
I liked it a lot. And I know focusing on the positive and the things that you're thankful for and grateful for is so good for your mental health. And I really like how he put a time on it, like a couple of minutes.
Yes.
Because that forces you to really be mindful of that.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, of course, there's the law of attraction, which means like attracts like, and the energy of your thoughts attracts similar thoughts. And you attract people and situations and circumstances that resonate with your vibrational frequency. And the law of attraction connects all minds to God. So you let go and let go.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Let God drive and you enjoy the ride.
I like that.
Yeah. And you know, the number one aging factor is, do you know?
No, I don't. Tell me.
Stress.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yes. And stress is not what's happening. It comes from our response to what's happening. All day long, we're saying unintentional affirmations. So stress is caused by worry.
Yeah.
And worry is wishing for something you don't want.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you turn your worries over to the divine, that'll help.
Mm-hmm.
I was a worrywart as a little girl. And my parents were Czechoslovakian. And my father always had a broken English and a heavy accent. He would say to me, "Little girl, you no think you can take cat nap while God take care of things?"
I love that. That's so good.
So anyway, you can't have sustained happiness unless you have happiness inside. And let this outside stuff happen because it will anyway.
Yeah.
So we change the inside with prayer, meditation, positive affirmations, forgive everyone, and express gratitude.
I like that a lot. And I think that is a recipe for good mental health in general. Not only that, that practice will help you longevity-wise, but it helps you now in the immediate present.
Right.
And to focus on to be mindful and thankful and to not hold grudges and to experience life to its fullest. I think all of the things that you're saying, it resonates a lot. And this is a big part of mental health.
Yes, yes.
You know, it's interesting, isn't it, that there's a connection, a big connection between the mind and body. And that's how we enjoy life. That's how we live longer. And I think what you're tapping into here that you've done for many years really speaks to that. And we want to be present in the moment, but we also want to take care of our body and our mind. And that's what you're talking about. That's what you discovered. And that's what you continue to practice after all of these years. And
after the book, all of these years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yay,
and you have many more years to go.
I really do. I know I'm going to live a long time.
That's great. And it's not just about living longer. It's living longer, but also enjoying life and being able to get out there and enjoy the things that you have. That's fantastic. Everybody wants that.
I had a memorial recently. Excuse me. I had a pre-memorial. I had a big party. We had dinner. We had a video of my life.
Wow.
I've had a very exciting, wonderful life with a brilliant career that I had in corporate life. And we had entertainment I told everybody to dress outrageously. And then we had some prizes for the best outfits. And people say, "How could you do that? How could you have a pre-memorial? Isn't it scary?" I said, "No, I'm not afraid to die, but I was going over my finances with my daughter Summer for after I die." And so I started planning my memorial. And I said to Summer, "Boy, this sounds like so much fun. I wish I could be there." She said, "Well, how about before you die?"
I love
so
it.
So I did. And it was very successful.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. That's so fun. And I love the fact that you wanted people to dress up outrageously. Talk about having fun and enjoying life.
Yes, it was great. I do. I have the best life. I so love my life. But I must say that I have a big, wonderful family. I've got 8 children, including 2 foster daughters and 2 stepchildren. I've got 15 grandchildren. I've got 5 great-grandchildren. And they are the best family in the world. Yes.
And you are healthy and you're living longer to enjoy
healthy
them.
And happy. Healthy and happy.
Yes. And, you know, how many people want that? They want to be healthy. They want to be happy. They want to be able to live long enough to enjoy their great grandchildren and their family. But it's not something that just happened. It's something that you were intentional with. A long time ago, you started that practice and you were intentional and you kept doing it and you're still doing it.
Absolutely. And I have the 7 Grow Younger practices. Besides the Tibetan Rites, which will be out in my new book later this year, number one is to observe your thoughts. And what I do, which I don't always do, but I started working with, because I am so aware of my thoughts and I'm so aware of what other people are saying, like, "I'm too old to date," you know, or, "Oh, I'm sure I'm going to be hospitalized," or, you know, these things that people say. It's like fingernails on a blackboard for me. So observe your thoughts. What I did was I put little sticky notes around the house that say WAITRN, WAITRN, and that stands for "What am I thinking right now?"
I like that.
So that's then There's the release toxic emotions with EFT. That's tapping on points in the body while you say something like, even though I'm stressed out and overwhelmed, I deeply and completely accept myself. And, you know, there are other things in my book. They're all enumerated what to say and what to do with that. And then say and write, number three is say and write a short affirmation 7 times. And you say it, you write it 4 times with your dominant hand, twice with your non-dominant hand, and 1 more time with your dominant hand. And what that does is it wakes up the other part of your brain by using your non-dominant hand.
Yeah.
And that's also good to do for your brain, is to eat with your non-dominant hand. That would be my left hand, and do those kinds of things. And to also do brain things. Like, I play cards 4 times a week. With different friends, and then we have dinner together. That's a good way. Also, there's lumosity.com, where it's brain games. Very important to keep your brain going.
Yes.
Well, and then there's power posing. Have you heard of power posing?
I have, yeah.
Okay, it's Dr. Amy Cuddy, a research scientist, said that the body can actually change the mind. And she said when you're stressed out and lack confidence, that we close up and make ourselves smaller. And when we're confident and assertive, we expand. And she suggested holding a power pose for 2 minutes while saying, I am powerful. I am strong and healthy. If you can recall Wonder Woman, what she looks like, she's standing there, she's expanded. And then number 6 is to dry brush your skin. And this stimulates the lymph glands that draw off toxins and shed dead skins. But always brush towards the heart, from your feet up towards your heart, from your not your face, but from your neck down, brush. And always get a brush with natural bristles. And as you're brushing, thank each part of your body. Thank you, leg, for carrying me around. Thank you, arm, for carrying my beer.
Well, it's another mindfulness.
It's
practice.
Another mindfulness.
Yeah.
Another. It's all about mindfulness.
Yeah.
And staying in the present moment.
That's right.
Yes. And then 7 is to meditate. And I have instructions for somebody who doesn't know how to meditate. It's in my volume 2 of my book, The Secret Method for Growing Younger. And then number 8 is to do something good for somebody every day. Every day.
Like,
and if it's coming to the end of the day and you haven't done anything, text a loving message to somebody or give your dog an extra special pet or something like that. So, oh, by the way, I'm 88 and I have no gray hair.
How'd you do that?
Well, they say that during the Tibetan Rites of Rejuvenation, people were writing to the author and saying that they have no gray hair or their hair turned back to dark color. So I have to go and spend money. In fact, I'm going next week to get it blonde again. If I usually at 88, I would have white hair and I wouldn't have to go spend that money to get my hair blonde. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
So we are on the verge of being able to grow younger, according to Dr. David Sinclair. He is the top anti-aging research scientist in the world. And he said, I'm going to read this to you. It's from the researchers from the Harvard Medical School, the University of Maine, and the MIT published a fresh research paper on aging. The paper titled, Chemically Induced Reprogramming to Reverse Cellular Aging. And quote, this is David Sinclair. Until recently, the best we could do was slow aging. New discoveries suggest we could now reverse it, said Dr. Sinclair. This new discovery offers the potential to reverse aging with a single pill, with applications ranging from improved eyesight to effectively treating numerous age-related diseases. And this breakthrough earned a Nobel Prize.
Wow.
I was reading that to my daughter and her wife the other day. And Summer said, oh, my God, no. The earth isn't big enough. So there are 2 ways to look at it.
That's true.
2 ways. So anyway.
Well, Eleanor, we're coming to the end here of our episode. Tell us if there's something that you can tell my listeners, and maybe they're thinking about their health, maybe they're thinking about their age. What would be something that you would like to leave with them? And then also let everybody know one more time where to find you on your website.
Okay. Number one, love everybody, even the politicians you hate. That's tough. That's tough for me. Forgive everybody, everybody. Don't hold any grudges. And expect to grow younger. Expect to stay younger. Watch your thoughts. Expect it to happen. And be grateful. Be grateful.
I like that. Yeah.
I grew up Catholic, and even though I'm into the what they might call woo-woo stuff, I still pray to Saint Joseph every day. I have a special prayer to Saint Joseph. He's also the patron saint of departing souls, and I pray to him, and I pray to the Blessed Mother and Jesus sometimes. My website is howtogrowyounger.com, and you'll see some of my earlier paintings on there. I haven't updated it in a while. I love painting. I'm having such a good time with it. And I'm still working. I have an ad agency.
Oh.
And I have one client, North Star Tire and Auto, and we do outrageous ads for them. And I have tenants. So I've got a lot going on.
You're working. You're busy. Yeah.
And especially with all these kids.
You're right.
Which is wonderful. They keep me young.
They really do. That's exactly right. That's wonderful. Yeah. Well, Ellen, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on. Real a pleasure to talk with you and to learn more about your background and how you went from losing your mother to where you're at now. You have a website. You have a couple of books. You keep busy. You're really focused on mindfulness and working on your health. And that gives you longer life and a fuller life, which is fantastic. Thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you. And I want to thank all of my listeners as well for listening to the Mental Health Today show. Really appreciate you as well. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.